哈利路亚，各位弟兄姐妹，大家晚安。
Hallelujah to brothers and sisters.
感谢主耶稣的带领，让我们在星期四的晚上在会堂里一起来敬拜神。
Thank you for God's guidance, so we can gather here and attend today's evening service.
在今天的道理分享之前，我们先来朗读今天的读经进度。
Before today's service, let us read the Bible.
请翻开尼希米记第七章。
Nehemiah chapter 7.
尼希米记第七章，我们今天从第一节念到第十五节。
Nehemiah chapter 7, from verse 1 to verse 15.
尼希米记第七章第一节，我们用中文一起朗读。第一节，城墙修完，我安了门扇，守门的、歌唱的和利未人都已派定，我就派我的弟兄哈拿尼和银罗的宰官哈拿尼亚管理耶路撒冷，因为哈拿尼亚是忠信的，又敬畏神过于众人。我吩咐他们说，等到太阳上升才可开耶路撒冷的城门，人上看守的时候就要关上门栓，也当派耶路撒冷的居民各按班次看守自己房屋对面之处。城市广大，其中的民却稀少，房屋还没有建造。我的神感动我心，召去贵胄官长和百姓，要照家谱计算。我找着第一次上来之人的家谱，其上写着：巴比伦王尼布甲尼撒从前掳去犹大省的人，现在他们的子孙从被掳之地回耶路撒冷和犹大各归本城。他们是同着所罗巴伯、耶稣亚、尼希米、亚撒利亚、拉米、拉哈马尼、莫迪改、毕山、米斯毕列、比格瓦伊、尼红、巴拿回来的。以色列人民的数目记在下面：巴路的子孙2172名，斯法提亚的子孙372名，亚拉的子孙652名，巴哈摩亚的后裔就是耶稣亚和约亚的子孙2818名，以兰的子孙1254名，萨土的子孙845名，萨改的子孙760名，编内的子孙648名。阿们。好，这是我们今天读经进度。那今天小弟要跟大家分享的题目是为耶稣做见证。
Today our topic is to testify for Jesus.
为什么要为耶稣做见证？
Why do we testify for Jesus?
主耶稣是天上的神，是这世界上的光。
Lord Jesus is the God from heaven, the light of the world.
他降生来到这个世界，就是为了拯救我们脱离黑暗。
He came down to this world to save us from darkness.
然后得到永远的生命。
And gave us eternal life.
所以他被钉死在十字架上，要流出宝血来洗去我们的罪。
Therefore, he was crucified on the cross and shed his precious blood to wash away our sins.
他死后三天复活，战胜死权，给我们永生的盼望。
He rose from the dead on the third day, conquering the power of death and giving us the hope of eternal life.
他升天以后，赠下圣灵，引导我们来进入真理，使我们成圣。
After his ascension, he sent the Holy Spirit to guide us into all truth and to sanctify us.
这样的恩典是主耶稣白白赐给我们的。
Such grace is freely given to us by the Lord Jesus.
不是我们去努力争取的。
It is not something we can earn through our own efforts.
也不是说我们做得多好，所以我们应该要有这样的赏赐。
Nor is it a reward for how good we are.
我们既然白白得到这样的恩典，就应该白白把这样的恩典分享给其他还没有得到这个恩典的人。
Since we have received this grace freely, we should also freely share it with others who have not yet received it.
那这也是主耶稣在升天之前给我们的吩咐。
This is also a command that Lord Jesus gave us before he ascended into heaven.
我们来看《使徒行传》第一章第八节。
Let us look at Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
使徒行传。
Acts chapter 1, verse 8.
第一章第八节。第八节， 但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就必得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚直到地极做我的见证。这个是主耶稣在升天之前对门徒所说的话。
This records the words Jesus spoke to his disciples before his ascension.
那时候圣灵还没有降下来。
At that time, the Holy Spirit had not yet come.
主耶稣交代门徒要在耶路撒冷等候圣灵的降临。
Jesus told his disciples to wait in Jerusalem for the coming of the Holy Spirit.
那他们在耶路撒冷得到圣灵以后
，After they received the Holy Spirit,
他们就要从圣灵得到圣灵的能力。
They would receive power.
得到能力以后要做什么呢
？And what were they to do with this power?
就是为了要为主耶稣来做见证。
They were to be Jesus' witnesses, starting in Jerusalem.
先从耶路撒冷开始。
Starting in Jerusalem.
然后往外扩展到整个犹太全地。
Then spreading out to all Judea.
然后到邻近的撒玛利亚。
Then to Samaria.
然后到整个世界。
And to the ends of the earth.
我们看整个使徒行传，它福音的发展也的确是照这样在进行。
When we read the book of Acts, we see that the progress of the gospel followed this very pattern.
在耶路撒冷建立了使徒时代的教会。
The apostolic church was established in Jerusalem.
然后门徒就借着圣灵的能力跟带领，把福音传遍了整个巴勒斯坦。
And then the disciples, through the guidance and power of the Holy Spirit, spread the gospel throughout Palestine.
然后传到小亚细亚，到欧洲，然后到整个世界。
To Asia Minor, into Europe, and eventually to the world road.
所以主耶稣升天前的吩咐，其实不是只有给当时的门徒。
So the command that the Lord Jesus gave before he ascended was not only for disciples back then.
而是对所有相信他的人说的。
But for all who believe in him today.
那我们真耶稣教会有圣灵的同在。
The true Jesus Church has the presence of the Holy Spirit.
也有这样的使命。
And also have the same commission.
我们要靠着圣灵的帮助，然后为主耶稣来做见证。
To rely on the help of the Holy Spirit to bear witness for Lord Jesus.
能够让更多的人来得救，然后来荣耀主的名。
So that more people can be saved and the name of the Lord may be glorified.
今天小弟想用圣经中的几位圣徒，他们努力地传扬主耶稣的福音。
Today I would like to share about a few saints in the Bible who devote themselves wholeheartedly to preaching the gospel.
我们也在他们的身上看见主耶稣的能力跟作为。
In them, we see the power and works of Lord Jesus.
他们用他们的生命来见证主耶稣。
They use their lives to testify for him.
用这样子来做我们一个学习的目标。
May they be our example, encourage us to strive.
也鼓励我们要朝这个方向来努力。
Toward the same goal.
我们先来看施洗约翰。
Let us first look at John the Baptist.
他是新旧约的一个桥梁。
He was a bridge between the Old and New Testament.
是为主耶稣来预备道路的工人。
The one who sent to prepare the way for Lord Jesus.
我们先来看约翰福音的第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章的第六节。
Verse 6.
约翰福音第一章第六节到第八节。
John chapter 1, verse 6 to 8.
第六节。有一个人是从神那里来差来的，名叫约翰。这人来为要做见证，就是为光做见证，叫众人因他可以信。他不是那光，乃是要为光做见证。施洗约翰是神所差派来的。
John was sent from God.
他的目的就是要为光做见证。
To bear witness concerning the light.
而主耶稣就是那个光。
And Jesus Christ is that light.
所以他其实来就是为了主耶稣来预备道路。
John came to prepare the way for him.
而且他自己也知道，他不是那个光，他是要来为光做见证。
He clearly knew that he himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light.
他的出生其实就是神的一个计划。
In fact, John's birth was part of God's divine plan.
在路加福音第一章那边记载。
In Luke chapter 1.
他的父亲撒加利亚是个祭司。
His father, Zechariah, was a priest.
他的母亲以利沙伯是亚伦的后裔。
And his mother, Elizabeth, was a descendant of Aaron.
那他其实是在神迹中诞生的一个孩子。
And he was a child born through a miracle.
因为他的父母在那个时候已经年纪老迈，还没有小孩。
His parents were old and had no children.
那神垂听了他们的祷告， 让他们在年老的时候还可以生了约翰。
But God heard their prayers and granted them a son in their old age.
他的出生就如天使向撒加利亚所说的。
His birth fulfilled the angel's word to Zechariah.
是为了使许多以色列人回转。
To bring back many of the people of Israel.
归于主他们的神。
To the Lord their God.
他必有以利亚的心智能力行在主的面前。
He will go on before the Lord in the spirit and power of Elijah.
叫父亲的心转向儿女，叫悖逆的人转从义人的智慧。
To turn the hearts of the parents to their children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the righteous.
然后又为主预备何用的百姓。
To make ready a people prepared for the Lord.
所以他的一生其实就是为主耶稣的他的来到来做预备，为他做见证。
John's entire life was about preparing the way for the coming of the Lord Jesus and bearing witness to him.
那他怎么为主耶稣来做见证呢？
How did John bear witness to Jesus?
我们来看约翰福音的第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
约翰福音第一章二十九节。
John chapter 1 verse 29.
二十九节，次日约翰看见耶稣来到他那里，就说：“看啊，神的羔羊，除去世人罪孽的。”这里是使约翰很直接的点出基督耶稣降生来到这个世界上的重点，就是他是神的羔羊。
Here, John the Baptist points directly to the purpose of Jesus coming into the world. He is the Lamb of God.
当摩西要带领百姓出埃及的时候
，When Moses is leading the Israelites out of Egypt,
逾越节的羊羔让灭命的天使越过了以色列的家庭。
The Passover lamb caused the destroying angel to pass over the household.
救了他们的长子
，and saved their firstborn sons.
而主耶稣就是神的羔羊，他代替我们来受审判，为我们牺牲。
So Jesus, as the Lamb of God, came to take our place to be judged on our behalf.
目的就是为了要除去我们的罪孽，因为罪必须要用血才能够洗净。
To cleanse our sin, because sin can only be cleansed through the shedding of blood.
而我们的罪孽就是要靠主耶稣的宝血才能够洗去。
It is through the precious blood of Jesus that our sins are washed away.
所以这里施洗约翰的宣讲，他指出耶稣就是神的羔羊。
So when John proclaimed Jesus as the Lamb of God,
所以表示他并不是一般的祭物，而是神亲自为人所预备的救赎主。
He was declaring that Jesus was no ordinary offering.
是那一位能够真正除去世人罪孽的弥赛亚。
The Messiah who truly takes away the sin of the world.
当施洗约翰为耶稣来施洗的时候，他看见了圣灵像鸽子从天上降下来在耶稣的身上。
When John baptized Jesus, he saw the Holy Spirit descend like a dove and remain on him.
他也听见有天上的声音说：“你是我的爱子，我喜悦你。”
He also heard a voice from heaven say, "You are my son, whom I love with."
所以他就更直接来宣告耶稣就是神的儿子。
John directly testified that Jesus is the Son of God.
因为那差他来用水施洗的对他说
：“Because the one who sent him to baptize with water had told him.”
你看见圣灵降下来住在谁身上？谁就是用圣灵施洗的。
The man on whom you see the Spirit come down and remain is the one who will baptize with the Holy Spirit.
他看见了圣灵降在耶稣的身上，就证明了耶稣是神的儿子。
John saw the Spirit descend and remain on Jesus and proved that Jesus is the Son of God.
所以施洗约翰他除了宣讲悔改的道，铺平神的道路。
Therefore, John the Baptist not only preached a message of repentance and prepared a way for the Lord.
那更直接的来见证耶稣就是以色列人所期盼的弥赛亚，就是神的儿子。
But he also directly testified that Jesus is the long-awaited Messiah of Israel, the Son of God.
而施洗约翰他身为神重要的工人
，as an important servant of God,
他很清楚他自己的角色。
He knew his role clearly.
主耶稣是主角，他只是配角。
Jesus was the main character, and he himself was just a supporting one.
他连为主耶稣来解鞋带都不配。
He even said that he was not worthy to untie the straps of Jesus' sandals.
当他的门徒来对他说，很多人都往耶稣那里去了。
When his disciple told him that many people were now going to Jesus,
他回答他的门徒说，他自己不是基督，他不过是奉差遣来为基督来预备道路而已。
John replied that he was not the Messiah; he was merely sent to prepare the way for Christ.
所以耶稣必定兴旺，而施洗约翰他自己呢就必定衰微。
So Jesus must become greater, and John the Baptist himself must become less.
从这里我们也可以看得到，施洗约翰他不只用他的口来见证耶稣。
We see that John the Baptist not only used his word to testify of Jesus,
更是用他的生命来为耶稣来铺路。
He used his life to prepare a way for Jesus.
他活着不是为自己而活，而是来为耶稣而活。
He did not live for himself, but live for Jesus.
目标就是要完成主所托付给他的任务。
To fulfill the mission that God had entrusted to him.
其次，我们来看看十二个使徒当中的老大哥彼得。
Now let us talk about Peter, the big brother among the 12 apostles.
他如何来为主耶稣做见证
？How he testified for Lord Jesus.
那彼得其实是主耶稣最亲近的门徒之一。
Peter was one of Jesus' closest disciples.
那在圣经中，我们也常看到，在一些重要的时刻，主耶稣都会带着他。
On several important occasions, Jesus often brought him along.
虽然是这个样子，可是彼得的信仰路程其实也不是一帆风顺。
Yet even with the closeness, Peter's journey of faith was not always smooth.
他曾经非常热心，也曾经跌倒。
He was one full of zeal, but he also stumbled.
那他也曾经信心满满，也曾经短缺退缩。
He was once bold in faith, but also fearful and hesitant.
但最后他成为使徒时代最重要的工人之一。
But in the end, Peter became one of the most important witnesses in the apostolic church.
那主耶稣他对，彼得对主耶稣的认识其实非常的深。
Peter had a deep understanding of who Jesus was.
当耶稣问门徒说，你们说我是谁的时候
，When Jesus asked his disciples, "Who do you say I am?"
彼得可以很大的说，你是基督，你是永生神的儿子。
Peter boldly responded, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
我们可以看这段圣经。马太福音第十六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 13.
马太福音第十六章十三节。
Matthew chapter 16, verse 13.
十六章十三节，耶稣到了该撒利亚腓立比的境内，就问门徒说：“人说我人子是谁？”他们说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米，或是先知里的一位。耶稣说，你们说我是谁？西门彼得回答说，你是基督，是永生神的儿子。耶稣对他说，西门巴约拿，你是有福的，因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。这里主耶稣先问门徒说：“人们说我是谁
？”Jesus first asked his disciple, "Who do people say the Son of Man is?"
那门徒就回答说：“有人说你是施洗的约翰。
”They replied, "Some say John the Baptist."
那也有人说你是以利亚。
Others say Elijah.
那有人说你是耶利米或是先知里的一个。
And still others, Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
那主耶稣接着就问他说：“那你们说我是谁呢？”
Then Jesus asked, "Who do you say I am?"
那彼得马上就回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。”
Peter immediately answered, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the Living God."
那这样的认知，他其实不是学来的。
This understanding didn't come from human teaching.
也不是别人告诉他。
Or knowledge.
而是天上的神感动他的。
It was revealed to him by God.
所以主耶稣对他说：“彼得，你是有福的。”
So Jesus said to him, "Blessed are you."
因为这不是属血肉的指示你的 乃是我在天上的父指示你的
For this will not reveal to you by flesh and blood but my Father in heaven
所以彼得是有福气的
So Peter was truly blessed
他能够对主耶稣有一个这样的认识
To have this revelation about Jesus
但是彼得即使有这样对神对耶稣有这样深刻的认知
However even with such a deep understanding
那在面对主耶稣被抓的时刻他的信心其实也变得软弱无力。
When Jesus was arrested, Peter's faith faltered.
他曾经三次否认了主耶稣。
He became weak, unable to stand firm.
他甚至还起誓说：“我不认识这个人。”
Even swearing, "I don't know the man."
那在当鸡叫的时候，他想起了主耶稣对他讲的话。
When the rooster crowed, Peter finally remembered that Jesus had said.
然后就出去痛哭。
He went outside and wept bitterly.
那他深深的为自己的软弱来感到难过。
This deep sorrow for his weakness.
这表示说他其实是一个能够反省的人。
Shows that Peter was someone who could reflect and repent.
也因为他能够反省，这也成为他悔改的一个起点。
This marked the beginning of his repentance.
也就是主耶稣事先跟他说的。
Just as Jesus had said to him beforehand.
但我已经为你祈求，叫你不至于失了信心。
But I have prayed for you that your faith might not fail.
你再回头以后要坚固你的弟兄。
And when you have turned back, strengthen your brothers.
所以在五旬节圣灵降下来以后。
So after the Holy Spirit came at Pentecost.
门徒们都得到了圣灵的能力。
They received the power of the Spirit.
彼得勇敢地在耶路撒冷为主耶稣来做见证。
Peter boldly testified for Jesus in Jerusalem.
这个是使徒时代的第一场布道会。
This was the first evangelist meeting in the apostolic era.
彼得对当时在耶路撒冷的犹太人来见证耶稣。
And Peter testified for Jesus before the Jews in Jerusalem.
他见证什么呢？
What did he testify?
耶稣在世上行了许多的神迹奇事。
Jesus performed many miracles while on earth.
这个是在场的很多人都会为他做见证的。
Something many of those present have seen for themselves.
那耶稣借着这些神迹奇事把自己证明了出来。
Through those miraculous works Jesus showed.
证明他是从神来的，他就是弥赛亚。
That he came from God and that he was indeed the Messiah.
但是这些人却不信，最后把他出卖了。
Yet Jesus was betrayed.
而且把他钉死在十字架上。
And crucified.
而在场的许多人其实也都参与在这个罪行里面。
And many of those listening were involved in that very act.
耶稣虽然死了
，Even though Jesus had died，
但是神叫他从死里复活
，But God raised him from the dead，
证明他胜过了死亡的权势
，Showing that he had overcome the power of death。
彼得和所有的门徒都可以为主耶稣的复活来做见证。
Peter and other apostles testified to the resurrection of Jesus。
用这样更来证明。耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是基督。
Further confirming that Jesus was the Messiah, the Christ.
彼得这样的见证感动了当时许多的人。
Peter's testimony moved the hearts of the people.
所以当天就有三千人受洗。
That day, about 3,000 people were baptized.
所以我们在整个过程里面
，From this event,
我们不仅仅看到彼得他勇敢地为主耶稣来做见证。
We not only see Peter's boldness in testifying about Jesus,
他生命的一个转变跟更新
but also the transformation and renewal in his life.
更让人看出神在他身上的全能
shows the power of God at work in him.
那彼得他其实也用自己的生命来见证主耶稣
Peter used his life to testify for Lord Jesus.
我们再来看使徒时代的另外一个很重要的工人保罗
Now let's look at Paul.
保罗是一个纯正的犹太人。
Paul was a devout Jew.
那他在加马列的门下受教。
Trained under Gamaliel.
他热心地遵守律法，是法利赛人中的法利赛人。
And was zealous in observing the law. He is the Pharisee of the Pharisees.
他自己认为他自己是为神大发热心的。
He believed he was being fervent for God.
那当耶稣的福音在开始传扬的时候
，When the gospel of Jesus began to spread.
他把基督徒当作是异端
，He considered Christians heretics，
所以就很积极的来逼迫他们
，and actively persecute them。
就在有一次他要去大马色去抓这些信耶稣的人的时候
，But on his way to Damascus where he intended to arrest believers，
主耶稣用光光照他，拣选了他
，Jesus appeared to him in the great light and chose him。
而这个时刻改变了保罗的一生
，And that moment transformed Paul's life。
他本来以为他自己是为神来大发热心的。
He had thought that he was zealously serving God.
结果其实是在阻挡神。
But in reality, he was opposing him.
所以他后来称自己是罪人，而且是罪人中的罪魁。
So he referred to himself as a sinner and the worst of sinners.
所以他在明白过来以后，他就知道耶稣就是弥赛亚，就是神。
Once he came to understand the truth, he recognized that Jesus is the Messiah.
而他也从一个逼迫基督的人变成一个。为耶稣来做见证的工人。
And he changed from being an enemy of Christ to a witness of Christ.
那保罗在信主以后，马上在大马色为主耶稣来做见证。
After belief in Lord, Paul immediately began to testify for Jesus in Damascus.
我们来看《使徒行传》第九章。
Acts chapter 9.
第九章第十九节。
Verse 19.
使徒行传第九章十九节。十九节，吃过饭就见状了。扫罗和大马色的门徒同住了些日子，就在各会堂里宣传 耶稣说他是神的儿子。这里说到保罗在受洗以后，
Here he said after Paul's baptism，
就在会堂里见证耶稣是神的儿子。
He preached in the synagogue that Jesus is the Son of God。
那听到这个消息的人就非常的压抑。
Everyone who heard him was astonished。
保罗不是去大马色抓基督徒的吗？
Wasn't he the one who came to arrest the Christians？
现在怎么在会堂里面来见证，为耶稣来做见证呢？
Why is he now testifying for Jesus？
那这个生命的转换，这个转变其实就是从神来的。
This transformation was from God。
圣灵带给他醒悟。
It was the Holy Spirit who gave Paul this awakening。
让保罗的生命有一个180度的转变。
And brought about a complete 180 degree change。
保罗除了在犹太地位主耶稣做见证，
Paul didn't just testify about Jesus in Judea。
他更勇敢地走出去三次的旅行布道。
He courageously went out on three missionary journeys。
他走过了小亚细亚，
Traveling through Asia Minor，
到过了马其顿，
Macedonia，
亚该亚，把福音传到欧洲，
And Achaia and brought the gospel into Europe。
碰到犹太人，
When he met Jews，
那他就见证耶稣是大卫的子孙，是旧约中所预言的弥赛亚。
He testified that Jesus was a descendant of David, the Messiah prophecy in the Old Testament.
保罗告诉他们，
Paul told them，
耶稣虽然没有犯罪，但是被以色列的百姓给钉十字架杀了。
Though he did not commit sin, he was crucified by the people of Israel.
而神叫他从死里复活，叫一切相信他的人都能够得救。
And God raised him from the dead, so that everyone who believed in him can be saved.
使徒们为主耶稣做见证，保罗现在也为耶稣来做见证。
The apostles testified for Jesus, and now Paul also testified for Jesus.
而且要叫一切相信耶稣的人都能够因为信耶稣来得救。
And proclaiming that through faith in Jesus, all can receive salvation.
那如果面对的是外邦人，
When speaking to Gentiles，
那他就对他们宣讲耶稣是天上的神。
Paul proclaimed that Jesus is the God of heaven，
是他创造的这个世界，把生命气息赐给我们。
The creator of the world who gives life and breath to all people，
所有人的生活动作存留都在他的手中。
All of life and existence is sustained by him，
他劝所有的人都要悔改，放弃在蒙昧无知的时候所崇拜的偶像。
Paul urged people to repent, to turn away from the idols they had worshipped in ignorance.
要回转过来，相信这个创造宇宙万物的真神。
And to believe in the one true God who created the universe.
而这个真神就是耶稣。
Jesus Christ.
而且在末日，耶稣还要再来审判这个世界。
On the last day, Jesus will come again to judge the world.
保罗的见证有相信的，也有不信的。
Some believed Paul's message, others did not.
有些不相信的人甚至会因为嫉妒起来攻击他，逼迫他。
Some even grew jealous and began to persecute him.
所以保罗曾经无故的被鞭打。
So he was beaten without cause.
被抓关在监牢里面。
Thrown into prison.
被人用石头打昏了。
And even stoned.
在旅途当中也经历了许多的艰难。
On his journey, he faced many hardships.
吃不饱，穿不暖，又饥又渴。
Hunger, cold, thirst.
有旷野的危险，盗贼的危险，甚至有生命的危险。
Dangerous in wilderness, robbers, and even threats to his life.
可以说他为了福音历尽了千辛万苦。
We can say that Paul endured great suffering.
但是面对这些，保罗他从来就没有退缩，也没有抱怨过。
Yet despite all of this, Paul never gave up and never complained.
我们来看哥林多后书第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 4.
哥林多后书第四章第十七节。
Verse 17。
哥林多后书第四章十七节。十七节，我们这自战自轻的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比永远的荣耀。原来我们不是顾念所见的，乃是顾念所不见的。因为所见的是暂时的，所不见的是永远的。这里保罗他自己就说到，他所经历的这些艰难危险是短暂的，是微小的。
Paul said that all these troubles and dangers were temporary and light.
但是是非常有意义的。
But it is meaningful.
目的就是为了成就极重无比的荣耀。
For the purpose of achieving an incomparable weight of glory.
而这也是保罗他一生所顾念、所追求的目标。
That was what he kept his eyes on. It was his goal.
保罗他到处宣扬福音、见证耶稣。
Paul went from place to place preaching the gospel.
建立了许多教会。
Established many churches.
而他生命的经历更是一个活生生的见证。
And more than that, his life itself became a living testimony.
我们再来看哥林多后书第五章。
Second Corinthians chapter 5.
第五章的十四节。
Verse 14.
哥林多后书第五章十四节。原来基督的爱激励我们，因我们想一人既替众人死，众人就都死了。并且他替众人死，是叫那活着的人不再为自己呢，为自己活，乃为替他们死而复活的主活。在这里我们可以看到，基督的爱成为保罗传福音和舍己的一个动力。
The love of Christ became Paul's motivation to spread the gospel.
他不再为自己而活。
He no longer lived for himself.
而是为那爱他、为他舍命的主耶稣而活。
But for the Lord Jesus who loved him and gave himself for him.
这也是他为主耶稣所做的一个最大的见证。
And that is the greatest testimony Paul gave for Jesus.
我们看施洗约翰、彼得、保罗。
We look at how John the Baptist, Peter and Paul.
他们都为主耶稣做见证。
Testify for Lord Jesus.
好像离我们很远。
It may feel distant from us.
他们是使徒，是门徒。
They are disciples, apostles.
他们是神所拣选的器皿。
Chosen vessel of God.
那实际上，我们每一个信徒也都是神的器皿。
In fact, every believer is a vessel of God.
也都有这样的使命跟责任。
Each of us have been given the same mission and responsibility.
有许多的信徒也都这样默默地来为主耶稣做见证。
And many brothers and sisters among us are already quietly testifying for Jesus.
有一位弟兄他已经68岁。
There's a brother and is now 68 years old.
那有一次忽然昏倒，差点中风。
One time he suddenly collapsed and nearly had a stroke.
那神施恩给他，让他能够恢复健康。
But God gave him grace, healed him, and restored his health.
他本来以为他自己的生命会慢慢的衰老。
He thought his life was in senescence.
但是主耶稣的恩典医治了他，他也用他的行动来回报主耶稣的恩典。
But the grace of the Lord renewed his strength, and he responded to God's grace with action.
那他开始来向一些老朋友来传讲耶稣。
He began sharing the gospel with old friends.
因为他本来很少跟同事或是朋友来传福音。
In the past, he rarely preached to his coworker or friends.
那现在他年纪已经大了。
But now he is older.
所以他的同事朋友们，他年纪也都已经大了。
So are his friends.
所以在这个世界上的时间。其实已经不多。
And their time in the world is growing shorter.
那如果他不再跟他们传福音，那其实就没有这个机会了。
If he didn't take the opportunity to share the gospel with them now, he might never get another chance.
所以他开始找自己的老朋友、老同事。
So he started reaching out.
主动地联系他们，跟他们传福音。
Contacting his former coworkers and friends.
那他也另外也参加了教会的主家布道跟跟进的工作。
In addition, he also joined the church door-to-door evangelism and follow-up ministry.
他本来对跟陌生人开口传讲耶稣，他其实不知道怎么开口。
In the beginning, he didn't know how to start talking to strangers about Jesus.
那在一阵子跟着教会弟兄姐妹逐家布道发传单之后
，But after going along with the brothers and sisters to distribute gospel tracts.
他反而会觉得，跟陌生人传福音反而比较没有心理压抑。比较简单。
He found that it wasn't as hard as he had imagined.
其实他自己就分享说，在主家布道的时候，他都可以用一个比较简单的对话来开始。
Often these evangelism visits begin with a simple greeting.
比如说一个很简单的开始，有人在家吗？我们是真耶稣教会的义工。
Is anyone home? We're volunteers from the True Jesus Church.
我们真耶稣教会有神，只要到我们教会，你就可以体验到神的作为，类似这样子的一个起头。
Our church has truly experienced God. If you come, you can experience Him too.
然后就可以跟对方聊一聊。那当然，聊天的内容主要就是以福音的目标为主。
and start the conversation and the message of gospel.
那这位老弟兄他其实没有受过什么样的神学训练。
This elderly brother didn't have any formal theological training.
那他讲的其实就是他个人的亲身经历。
What he shared was his own personal experience.
还有神在他身上的恩典。
The grace God has shown him.
这样的见证其实非常的简单，也很真诚。
His testimony was simple and sincere.
但是非常的有力量。
But powerful.
他除了用言语来见证耶稣。
He not only testified Jesus with words.
他更用他自己的生命来见证耶稣。
But also with his life.
这样的耶稣其实这样的见证就可以很感动人。
And such testimonies deeply touch people's hearts.
另外还有一个阿嬷其实也类似。
There's also a grandmother.
他的孙子呢忽然高烧不退。
Her grandson suddenly had a high fever that wouldn't go away.
送医住院了几天。
He had to be hospitalized.
那医生跟他说这情况不是很好，很严重。
The doctor said his condition was serious.
那他也不知道怎么办才好。
She did not know what else to do.
所以他就跪下来跟神祷告。
She knelt down and prayed to God.
只要我的孙子不再发烧，我就参加教会的主家布道。
If my grandson's fever goes away, I will join the church door-to-door evangelism team.
结果在第二天，他的孙子烧就退了。
The next day, her grandson's fever was gone.
而且顺利的出院，可以正常上学。
And he was discharged and soon returned to school in good health.
所以神垂听了他的祷告。
So God heard her prayer.
而这位阿嬷，她不是只是口说来感谢神，而是立志起来做神的工人。
And she didn't stop just at saying thank the Lord. She made a vow to become a worker for God.
她不只有参加教会的主家布道的工作。
She joined the church evangelism efforts.
那她也协助跟进一些慕道朋友。
And also helped with follow-up work for the truth seekers.
她的一些见证，还有对慕道者的勉励，她常常是简短而有力的。
Her testimonies and encouragement is often simple and powerful.
那对于跟进的工作也非常有帮助。
And it's helpful for the follow-up ministry.
那他常常向慕道者见证说，
She often testified to seekers.
我们出来传福音不是要得到什么样的好处。
We go out to preach the gospel not for a personal gain.
因为我们已经从耶稣那边领受了很大的恩典。
Because we already get many grace from Jesus.
而且这些恩典是我们白白得来的。
And that grace was given freely.
不是我们去努力赚来的。
Not something we earn.
而主耶稣也告诉我们要把这样的恩典分享给更多人。
And Jesus told us to share this grace with others.
那来相信主耶稣的人不但不用付出什么，而且可以从主耶稣那边得到平安跟喜乐。
Those who believe in Jesus don't have to pay anything, instead to receive peace and joy from Jesus.
这也就是他用自己的生命见证去影响别人。
This is how she used her own testimony to influence other people's life.
去影响别人的生命，让人得到这个福音的好处。
So they received the benefits of the gospels.
今天我们从施洗约翰、彼得、保罗。
Today through John the Baptist, Peter, Paul.
到现今的两位长者。
And the two elders.
我们可以看到见证生命的方式虽然不一样。
We see how they use different ways to testify Jesus.
但是他们的内心其实是一样的。
But their hearts were the same.
他们因为经历了神的恩典。
Because they experienced God's grace.
他们愿意用他们的行动来回应主耶稣。
They are willing to use their actions in return.
他们愿意用他们的生命来见证主耶稣。
They are willing to use their life to testify for God.
那我们的身边其实还有很多没有信主的亲朋好友。
And there are still many people around us who have not yet believed in Jesus.
那需要我们也用我们的生命来跟他们做见证。
And we need to use our life to testify for Jesus.
引导他们来认识耶稣，来相信耶稣。
Guiding them to know Jesus and believe in Jesus.
然后也活出耶稣的生命。
And live out His life.
那求神加添我们力量。
May the Holy Spirit give us the strength.
让我们也可以跟他们一样来为主而活。
So we can live for Jesus like them.
那小弟今天的见证分享就到这边。